Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
I don't know if we're going to tell you everything.
He's fully committed to this, though. That's the sign.
He has taken the leap. It is 7 o'clock. WMAL News is next.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 7. Good morning. I'm Bill Thompson. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson is headed to Moscow today, but at this hour, it's still not certain whether he'll get a meeting with President Vladimir Putin.
It's customary that when a U.S. Secretary of State comes here, that Putin extends an invitation. There have been some reports that that is going to happen, but so far, there's no official line that there is that invitation. So we do know that Secretary Tillerson is going to meet with the Russian foreign minister, and there has been reporting over the past couple of days that this is going to be a hard line that the secretary will deliver.
Correspondent Michelle Kaczynski. Before leaving the G7 meeting in Italy today, Tillerson said Russia must choose between aligning itself with the U.S. and like-minded countries or embracing Syrian President Bashar al-Assad, Iran, and Hezbollah. Well, just hours after the conclusion of the 2017 Maryland General Assembly session, Governor Larry Hogan today is set to sign a batch of over 100 bills into law. As the legislature drew to a close last night, Hogan told reporters he was pleased with the way things went this year.
It was an incredibly successful session for the people of Maryland. Almost our entire package was enacted. Tonight, we were very excited to see our jobs bill passed, which is one of our most important priorities. We also got our ethics bill passed. We got our roads bill passed, and about 20 or 30 other things.
Now, the General Assembly session is over, but Governor Hogan still has a tough road ahead.
The session was dominated by anti-Trump bills, most of which Governor Hogan let become law without his signature.
He looked at the numbers, realized that they had veto-proof majorities, and just didn't see the point in picking that fight.
Political scientist Todd Eberle says Hogan still mostly avoided taking positions on controversial measures from the White House.
It's going to be harder and harder for him to do that as his re-election comes closer.
If you ask the governor himself,
in spite of the fact that I didn't endorse the president, obviously we get along with him very well, as we did with the previous administration.
He tells the Larry O'Connor Show Democrats' efforts to tie him to Trump weren't successful.
It's been actually a very successful session for us.
Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Maryland will not be a sanctuary state, at least not this year. The proposed Trust Act died in the General Assembly last night, hours before the end of the session, when lawmakers withdrew the bill. Governor Hogan had vowed that if it passed, he would veto it the moment it reached his desk. The CEO of United Airlines' parent company is defending the conduct of his employees in forcibly removing a man from a flight out of Chicago the other day when he refused to be bumped from the plane. Video of police dragging the passenger off the overbooked plane has sparked outrage and scorn on social media. Federal officials are also now reviewing the incident to see whether any of the passengers' rights were violated. A 70-year-old Tacoma Park woman and her 50-year-old boyfriend have been convicted of killing the woman's husband. Larry Ann Pennell Brown and Hussein Ali Zadeh were both convicted of second-degree murder in the death of 73-year-old Cecil Brown in 2014. Former Virginia Governor Bob McDonnell says his marriage and family relationships remain strained after his public corruption case. But in an interview with the Virginian Pilot newspaper, McDonnell says he considers himself well down the road toward vindication and restoration. The U.S. Supreme Court overturned McDonnell's felony corruption conviction almost 10 months ago. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 20,658, the Nasdaq at 58-81. Sports, the Nationals pound the Cardinals. The Orioles were idle. They open a series in Boston tonight. The Wizards beat the Pistons. WMAL News Time 7:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Don't be surprised by the spring rains.
You do have a slight chance for a shower.
Know before you go with accurate and dependable forecasts.
Probably going to be some problems with some power outages.
From the Weather Channel and Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Writing job descriptions, sifting through resumes, setting up interviews. Hiring's hard, but it doesn't need to be. Indeed.com makes it easier. Post your job in minutes. Manage candidates at every stage. Schedule interviews with a click. All on your personal, easy-to-use Indeed dashboard. And since independent research shows that Indeed delivers 5 times more hires than any other job site, easy works. And it's a great time to find out for yourself why more than 3 million businesses use Indeed for hiring. Right now, we're giving new users a $50 credit to post a sponsored job, which boosts your job posting and relevant search results. Basically, it helps you find qualified candidates faster. Claim your $50 sponsored job credit at Indeed.com/radio. That's Indeed.com/radio. Try the world's number one job site today. Indeed. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
Need garage door repair? GarageDoorRepair.com.
Hey, spring is here. Let's get those rugs cleaned. For a deep-down professional clean, you just need Hadid Mercer. And right now, it's Hadid Mercer's best deal ever. For every two rugs cleaned, get the third rug cleaned free. To learn more, go to HadidMercerRugCleaning.com.
705 on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Maryland, a heads up in and out of the Frederick area. Delays on 270 northbound. Normally don't have a delay. That's due to the crash, which I'm watching closely. It's just been moved over to the right shoulder. Northbound 270 right near the exit for 109. That had been blocking the right lane for well over an hour now. You'll still see the activity, but your travel lanes reopen. So starting to see some improvement. I would stick with the northbound 270 side because, again, all lanes have been reopened. Now, southbound, as you come out of Frederick, stop and go past Urbana down to 109. A lot of this extra heavy volume this morning due to rubbernecking at that northbound crash. Route 5, Branch Avenue, northbound at Surratt's Road, crash gone. It's now about recovering. Southbound Route 5, as you pass Woodyard Road, that crash gone. Delays completely cleared as well. Big time problems trying to get through Manassas Park continues with the multi-car crash and cleanup northbound on 28 Centerville Road, right near Yorkshire Lane, with northbound side stopped. Southbound had temporarily been stopped as well. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Warm one today, almost a touch of summertime. Pretty warm, 85, but not a record. Partly cloudy. Overnight tonight, a passing shower, thunder shower with an approaching cold front, 62. That shower, thunder shower threat will linger early tomorrow. And then some sun as we go through the day, a northwest breeze and a high of 77. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic for the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 58 in Vienna, 54 in Frederick, 61 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Hadid Carpet Cleaning. Supporters of the alt-right political movement are speaking out against President Trump after the U.S. airstrikes in Syria. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630.
Good morning. It is 7:07 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk on this Tuesday morning. Joining us at 8:05, Sarah Westwood from the Washington Examiner will be here. Talk about those rumors about discord in the White House, and are we going to get anywhere with a tax reform bill? At 8:35, it is our very own Larry Kudlow here to join us as well. I am Mary Walter alongside Vince Colonnese on this Tuesday morning. Good morning, Vince.
Good morning. Thank you. It's nice to be here. Peter Brooks is a senior fellow for National Security Affairs at the Heritage Foundation, and Peter is joining us at a very opportune time because Rex Tillerson is on his way to Moscow. And in the process, he's going to meet with the Russian foreign minister, Sergei Lavrov. And Peter's here to discuss what that's all about. Peter, welcome to Mornings on the Mall.
Good to be with you.
So right out the gate, what do you make of the fact that Vladimir Putin will not be meeting with Rex Tillerson, despite the fact that he met regularly with his predecessor, John Kerry?
Well, we don't know that Putin is not going to meet. It's currently not scheduled. There could always be a last minute change. But if he decides not to meet with him, I would say you could consider it a snub over Syria. So we'll have to see exactly how this plays out. But if the president calls and he's in meetings with the foreign minister or something along that line, they can make time for him to get over to the Kremlin to meet with Putin.
Okay, so yesterday there was some breaking news out of the Associated Press that was interesting. A lot of course, the dismay between the United States and Russia involves Syria specifically in the last week's chemical attack and the United States missile response. And then yesterday we find out that maybe Russia knew in advance that this chemical attack would take place. Do you place any stock in those reports, and how serious is that for Rex Tillerson's conversations this week?
Well, it's certainly an interesting note. There's conflicting reports on that coming out of the Pentagon regarding whether they They knew in advance. They bombed the hospital where some of the victims were being treated. Some people feel like that was some evidence, or supposedly a Russian drone bombed the hospital where some of the victims were being treated, that could cover up some of the evidence. But it's a pretty risky thing for the Russians to acquiesce to that as a national policy. First of all, they agreed in 2013 that in the move to take chemical weapons out of Syria in exchange for the United States not taking any military action, and Syria signing the Chemical Weapons Convention, that it was it's risky for them to do that, because it's possible that it would become uncovered. It's embarrassing for them in the international environment to see that they were essentially advocating the use of chemical weapons. So it's possible, but I think it's a pretty risky choice on the part of the Russians. I think there's a lot of downsides to them using it. Although there's been lots of reports prior to this. I mean, this latest chemical weapons attack used sarin gas, a nerve agent, which is terrible. But they've also been reports of, before this, of the Bashar al-Assad regime using chlorine gas, which is also considered to be a chemical weapon, not as horrific as the nerve agent, but still terrible. And the Russians probably were aware of that. So, and it maybe, you know, told them to knock it off. So I think it's pretty risky on the part of the Russians to go ahead and acquiesce or condone the use of chemical weapons by the Bashar al-Assad regime, especially since it might have created a reaction such as it did.
Well, we know that John Kerry in 2014, President Obama in 2015, and Susan Rice as late as 2017, January of this year, told us that they had negotiated that whole deal with Syria, and they gave up those weapons. And 100%, John Kerry said, 100% gone. So where did they get the chemical weapons from this time?
Well, you can produce them. I mean, it's very, even if there are inspectors and people checking on and monitoring it, there are opportunities, since they had the capability previously, to reestablish that in secret. It may not be a large scale mass production of these sort of things, but still it was, it's something that can be done. I mean, chlorine gas, for instance, which is another type of chemical weapon, is readily available in industrial processes. I mean, it's something that you can easily come across. Sarin is much more complicated, but if they had the capability previously, there's no reason that they couldn't establish another clandestine operation to acquire a nerve agent like sarin.
Now, where does China stand in all this? Russia is with Syria and Iran. Most of the world is standing with the United States as far as responding to the chemical attack. Where's China?
Well, China has been kind of quiet about it. China has, you know, a general policy of not wanting to interfere in the internal affairs of other countries, and they've blocked efforts to condemn and sanction Syria at the United Nations. But they've been kind of quiet, especially coming out of the meeting with Trump. In fact, I was kind of surprised. I thought that President Trump would do something against Syria. But I was a little surprised at the timing. I thought, because he had President Xi down there and there was so much at stake, that he might wait till Xi left the country, or, you know, the meetings ended. But it appears to me that, and I can't speak for the president or the White House, but it appears to me that he decided to send a signal not only to Syria and Russia, but he decided to send a signal to China about these sort of international infractions, and probably it also related to North Korea, which was the subject of their talks down there at Mar-a-Lago. So China's been kind of quiet about this issue since President Xi left Florida. And, you know, there are things still on the table. They're supposedly going to work on trade issues. So maybe they just decided to be quiet about this for the moment, since it already took place, and to see what sort of relationship they can develop with the United States. So right now they've been kind of quiet about it.
And now North Korea did respond by saying that, condemning the missile attack by the United States on Syria, Kim Jong-un's regime. But do you think China took away? You said that that this may have been an effort by the Trump administration to send a signal to China and the rest of the world about the way it would handle things internationally. Do you think China took a message that the United States would want them to have, a positive response here?
Well, we're not sure. You know, that's not quite clear. We'll have to see what happens in terms of Korea. But I'd be careful about equating what we did in Syria with doing something similar in North Korea. Syria can't do much to us in terms of the sort of potential that North Korea has for doing things to our troops in South Korea, to our troops in Japan, our allies, the potential to reach out and touch the United States with a nuclear-tipped missile. Syria is not in that category. So it is different. But I think that, you know, President Xi was probably taking a measure of President Trump during their meetings, and they probably felt that the president acted decisively and was willing to use military means when he didn't have to. I mean, he could have decided just to condemn it. He could have decided just to implement greater economic sanctions, which I understand the White House is going to do as well. But it showed him to be decisive about these international events. In fact, I understand the president made the decision to bomb Syria before he left for Florida to meet with President Xi. So, yeah, I think the Chinese should take something away from this, as well as others in Tehran and, of course, Russia, Syria, and anyone else who would go against American interests.
Well, thank you so much for making us so much smarter. There are so many questions on this, and it's going to be interesting to see how this plays out in the coming days, maybe even weeks. A lot of people talk about going to war and all this. So we're going to keep you on the line, on the roster here, so we can get more updates from you. Peter Brooks from the Heritage Foundation, thank you so much for joining us. Thank you for your time.
Thanks for having me.
It is now 7:15, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the 5s, Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia, 28 Centerville Road, no change. Still shut down, multi-car crash, northbound 28 right near Yorkshire Lane. That puts it north of Rugby Road. So the secondary roads are taking a lot of that bailout traffic to try to get beyond the crash. Southbound was stopped at the scene as well. Now on 66, once you do get up there, overall delays heavy through the Manassas interchanges, briefly in Centerville, briefly in Fair Oaks. Interloop of the Beltway in Annandale, as you pass 236 incident, that was cleared out of the travel lanes. 270 northbound, stick with it. The crash north at 109 cleared. The delays almost done as well. Southbound, that gave us big rubbernecking delays. This was out of Frederick and down toward Hyattstown, heavy this morning. Beyond that, seeing delays right about near 370 down into Rockville. We had a crash after Montrose Road. They had initially confined everything to the shoulder, but that still looks quite slow. Heading to the Wilson Bridge, backups near St. Barnabas Road. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, it's the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Today we'll have a mix of clouds and sun and a high near 85 degrees. Tonight, partly cloudy early with increasing clouds overnight. A stray shower or thunderstorm is possible with a low of 62. Tomorrow, rain to start your day. We'll have some sunshine later. Look for some thunder even tomorrow with a high of 77 degrees. Currently in our nation's capital, it is 63 degrees at 717 on WMAL.
If you could get out of your timeshare safely and legitimately, would you? Timeshare Exit Team has a 100% guarantee that they'll get you out or give you a full refund. TimeshareExitTeam.com. Get out now at TimeshareExitTeam.com.
Our house in the middle of our
good news if you want to sell your home. And I think it's a generational thing. There are people who want to sell and, they're saying, it's time to downsize. I'm going to sell my house. Well, if you are in that position, do it now, because now is the best time in almost 20 years for it to be a seller's market. There is now a glut of buyers on the market, and a lot of that has to do with mortgage rates. They're going up a little bit, but they're still near historic lows. The job market, solid. Average pay is rising. We have consumer confidence up, which means a lot of people are saying, you know what, I'm going to go out and buy a house. I'm going to stop paying rent. I'm going to go out and buy a house. And especially those first-time homes, which are usually smaller, a little bit less expensive on the lower end of the market, are really, really in high demand right now. So if you're trying to buy a house in some areas of the country, it is virtually impossible. San Diego, Boston, Seattle, it is almost impossible to find a home. A lot of people paying above asking price just to get the house. And I know Mike here was telling us that he gets things all the time in his mailbox to sell your home. List your home with me. I'll buy your home.
Yeah.
It's just crazy. You're just seeing the prices of these starter homes going through the roof, going up, 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 up. They're no longer starter homes.
The market is sparse. The inventory is sparse. So I guess, I know young couples in D.C. who are looking for starter homes, who have been on the market for a long time now, for going on 6 months, and they still haven't found anything. And they keep looking, and every time they find something that they think they like, they want to put a bid on it. And before they know it, it's gone. Somebody asked, somebody swooped in with a higher offer. Somebody quickly got in there. And you know, one of the things that makes this a seller's market, in addition to just getting a higher value for your home, is being able to negotiate all of these things that only work out really to the benefit of the seller, like, you know, not having to have a final walkthrough of the house, not giving people an out if the inspection finds something wrong with the home. So there's all these things that sellers are now being able to gain an advantage from just because the inventory on the market's so much lower. So it's kind of interesting. So for one side of the equation, if you're a seller, the market's awesome. If you're a buyer, things are just becoming more miserable. It's just like, oh my goodness, there's just nothing available, and I want that perfect home.
Well, everyone wants the perfect home. Yeah. That's the first thing.
That's
and sometimes you don't get the perfect home. Sometimes you have to make some concessions, which is why there are all those shows on television with people redoing these homes because they're not the perfect home. You know what? Let me throw it out there. 888-630-9625. I'm going to throw it out. 888-888-630-WMAL. Are you having a hard time buying a home? Are you one of these people that Vince is talking about? He's got a lot of friends who are in this area who are trying to buy a home and they can't find a starter home, or you find this home, it's great, you got in on the inside track, so you know somebody who knows somebody who knows somebody who's selling their home, and so you got in on the inside track, and then they have all these insane requirements, like you can't inspect the home before you move in, or you got to take it as is, or it has to be in cash, or something crazy like that. And on the flip side, are you someone now who's looking at this saying, you know what, I'm going to sell my house. I can downsize right now, get a ridiculous amount of money for my home. I could definitely get asking price, if not more, and taking advantage of it. What is it like out there if you are currently looking to buy a home, and conversely on the other side of it? And I know people who have been hanging on to their homes who want to sell. I have neighbors who have been trying to sell their home probably for the last year and a half. Can't sell. They took it off the market. So now, coming up this summer, they're probably going to put it back on the market. And they'll probably sell the home this time around. So I think there are some people who have been waiting for those buyers, waiting and waiting and waiting. And now, maybe now is the time where people are going to come around and finally start to buy some homes. It's been a buyer's market for over 10 years, probably close to 20, they say. It's been a buyer's market. So now it's flipped around. And that happens.
Yeah, and I know another couple who was on the market for a long time, kept missing houses that they wanted, and finally ended up in a fixer-upper, and they're totally happy to get those paintbrushes out and start working.
Because you have to put a little sweat equity in.
That's right.
888-630-9625 if you want to share your story. It's 722 on WMAL.
Do you want quality service and top-notch installations that beat the big box stores? Then call Claus Carpets today. For over 40 years now, we've been serving the Northern Virginia area. Call 703-978-2603 or visit us online at clauscarpets.com.
If you haven't cleaned out your gutters yet, you better get on it. The spring rains mean clogged gutters will overflow. Hey, it's Brian Wilson. You know, I can't believe anyone out there really enjoys that chore. It's dirty, smelly, messy, not to mention how dangerous it is. Make this your year to put an end to gutter cleaning once and for all. Call LeafGuard, the one-piece covered gutter system. LeafGuard comes with a lifetime no-clog warranty. If it ever does clog, LeafGuard will bring out their technicians and their ladders and clean it out for free. When you put LeafGuard on your home, you will never, ever have to risk your life and climb a ladder to clean out your gutters again. Right now, take advantage of LeafGuard's $99 labor sale, plus get a $100 honey-baked ham gift card with a minimum purchase. Call in the next 10 minutes and LeafGuard will even throw in a $100 restaurant.com gift certificate with your free in-home estimate. No purchase necessary. Schedule your free no-obligation in-home estimate today. 703-291-3114. That's 703-291-3114. Or find out more online at briangutters.com. That's briangutters.com.
Birds are all chirping, geese are all flying. It's that time when thoughts turn to warm weather car buying. Still, will those bright drives of summer turn stormy and blue when the lender sends bills that scream pay what is due? But with a Commonwealth One drive-through summer car loan, you'll get rates so low it'll make all other lenders groan. And with no payments for 90 days, this decision's a snap. It's no wonder those other car loans are crying.
Announcing Commonwealth One Federal Credit Union's new drive-through summer car loan. Get super low rates, a 90-day vacation from car payments, and loan terms up to 84 months. Visit us at cofcu.org/radio or call 703-823-5211.
Yes, there is such a thing as a free ride.
Visit cofcu.org/radio or call 703-823-5211 for details. Loan qualifications and restrictions apply. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal opportunity lender. Membership open to residents of Virginia and neighboring states.
One of the keys to a long, healthy life is not getting sick to begin with. That means catching the warning signs before it's too late. Take breast cancer. If detected in stages 0 or 1, the estimated survival rate is nearly 100%. That's the power of preventive medicine and why Kaiser Permanente is number one in breast cancer screenings. With better prevention comes better detection, which means better outcomes. Kaiser Permanente. Thrive. Visit kp.org.
Kaiser Foundation Health Plan of the Mid-Atlantic States Incorporated. 2101 East Jefferson Street, Rockville, Maryland, 20852.
It is now 7:25 WMAL traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes, first on the fives, we go to Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And this traffic update is sponsored by the Detox and Treatment Helpline. It has been a difficult morning, to say the least, trying to get through Manassas Park. Still shut down, so no change on northbound 28 at Yorkshire Lane. You cannot get through. And traffic just at a crawl before you even get to Manassas Drive. And then, of course, the secondary roads with everyone trying to get the work around gets hung up badly. Southbound on 28 Centerville Road at Yorkshire Lane, they are now allowing one lane to get by. So we have some huge, unexpected southbound delays here on 28 as well. So just get ready for that. On 95, as you head in and out of Aquia, the crash southbound 95 after 610, causing us some southbound delays, northbound heavy through the area, again from Dale City to the Occoquan. You're pretty good until you merge on through to the Beltway and on to 395. For 270, southbound in Urbana and Hyattstown slowing, northbound 270, crash is gone at 109, and so are the delays. Drug or alcohol problems for you or a loved one can be solved, and with insurance, treatment may be at little or no cost to you. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline now. It's at 800-430-4149. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
20 degrees above normal today. 85 degrees this afternoon. We'll mix in clouds and sunshine as we continue to head on through the day. The record's 91, so not quite that warm. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
And currently in our nation's capital, it is 63 degrees at 726 on WMAL.
If you had any doubt about Caitlyn Jenner's commitment to going all the way, rest those doubts now, because he has. It turns out Caitlyn Jenner's taken the big step of removing that last thing that sort of, you know, maintained his masculinity, I guess. It's gone. It turns out, according to, and I'm using a pronoun now, I'm trusting you as the audience to understand it completely what I'm trying to say without explicitly saying it. Caitlyn Jenner has changed everything.
Everything.
Specifically one thing. Caitlyn Jenner has finally undergone genital surgery and his years-long transition from male to female, Radar Online can exclusively reveal. So this Radar report comes out yesterday, and this is all explored in his new memoir, The Secrets of My Life, in which he reveals that he had the final surgery in January, which, coincidentally, was also when Trump became president. So I think the inauguration, sort of changing things down below, just kind of all came together for Caitlyn Jenner, who, by the way, is also a conservative.
Wait, so it's Trump's fault?
Yes, Trump. Trump. Everything changed when Trump became president.
Trump drove him to it.
Yeah, this has officially happened, if you were questioning his sincerity. By the way, Jenner did earn a $4 million advance for the new book.
Wow.
So if somebody ever came to you and presented you with a hypothetical, like, hey, what would it take for you to cut off at $4 million is Caitlyn Jenner's price, just so you know. So that.
Oh, this is so wrong. So wrong. It is 728 on WMAL.
Bad things can happen late at night. And in Washington, D.C., late-night closed-door meetings could spell higher costs for millions of older Americans. Congress is secretly trying to revive its failed health care bill. They're cutting deals to let the big insurance companies charge you even more. It starts with an age tax. If you're 50 or older, they can charge you 5 times more than everyone else, up to $13,000 more per year. Now they're going after anyone with a pre-existing condition, letting insurance companies charge you thousands more if you're sick. They could even deny you life-saving coverage if you need treatment like chemotherapy and dialysis. And it's all going on behind closed doors in Washington. Call 844-833-9664 today and tell your member of Congress to stop the backroom deals. Stop the higher prices and stop the age tax. Paid for by AARP.
729. Well, it seems, I don't know if you've heard about this, but apparently United Airlines has some kind of PR problem. I'm not 100% sure exactly what happened.
It's like a faulty coupon code or something?
Yeah, something didn't work. A passenger got upset. I don't know. There's this big brouhaha, and we'll tell you all about it. It is now 730. WMAL News is coming up next.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 7:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson is headed to Moscow today for talks with his Russian counterpart. A short time ago, Tillerson wrapped up talks in Italy with G7 and other foreign ministers at a meeting on the Syria crisis.
The consensus that appears to be emerging is there is a window in which the supporters and allies of the United States believe that President Putin needs to be allowed to back away from his support of President Assad in Syria, that this window, it's not clear how long this window should be, but that's the message that Secretary Tillerson is expected to take to Moscow.
Correspondent Nick Roberts and Tillerson this morning said Russia must choose between aligning itself with the U.S. and like-minded countries or embracing Syrian President Bashar al-Assad, Iran, and Hezbollah. The government has launched a review of that incident in Chicago the other day when a man was forcibly removed from a United Airlines plane after refusing to be bumped.
At this point, the Department of Transportation, they tell CNN that they are reviewing this incident to determine if the passengers' rights were violated in any way.
Correspondent Renee Marsh, the CEO of United Airlines, is defending how his employees handled the incident. Maryland Governor Larry Hogan calls it an incredibly successful legislative session. It ended last night at midnight. Now the governor is going to be busy with the mountain of paperwork the General Assembly is about to send him. He's having a bill signing ceremony later today.
They're going to send us about 1,000 bills. I think we're going to sign around 100 of them, and we have about a month to look at all the rest.
Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 20,658, the Nasdaq at 5881. Sports: Bryce Harper has 4 hits as the Nationals crush the Cardinals. The O's were idle. They're in Boston tonight. NBA: the Wizards edge Detroit. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor. If you or your bed partner have sleep apnea, snoring is likely the worst part of your nightly routine. Once the snoring starts, one of you probably moves to a different room to try and get some sleep. Alone. CPAP is the first line of therapy for sleep apnea, but studies show about half of the people given a CPAP machine don't even use it. Now there's a silent, mask-free sleep apnea treatment option keeping couples together in the same room. It's called Inspire. Inspire is an implantable device that works inside your body with your natural breathing process. It delivers mild stimulation throughout the night to keep your airway open, giving you and your partner the restful sleep you need. Together. Inspire is FDA approved and currently being offered in over 100 leading medical centers across the country. The freedom to sleep like everyone else is just a click away. Visit inspiresleep.com to learn more, review important safety information, and to find a doctor right here in the Washington area who can help you determine if Inspire is right for you. Go to inspiresleep.com. That's inspiresleep.com.
Hi, I'm Cody Gleason, one of the directors at Life Credit Company. When I worked in the life insurance industry, I saw so many people who were diagnosed with cancer and needed money desperately to pay for their mounting expenses. In fact, a recent study found that more than 50% of Americans go bankrupt due to serious illnesses like cancer. That's why we created the Living Benefit Loan Program. It lets you cash out up to 50% of your life insurance benefit immediately, tax-free, while still preserving coverage for your family. There's no premium payments, credit credit checks, or money out of pocket required. Life Credit Company counselors will help you one-on-one throughout the entire process, and your money comes in as little as 30 days. It only takes 2 minutes to see if you qualify for this program that has brought thousands of people unbelievable relief.
Call Life Credit Company, 800-936-2100. That's 800-936-2100. 800-936-2100. Or learn more online at lifecreditcompany.com. That's lifecreditcompany.com. Not available in all states.
Not all air conditioners are created equal.
Dave Snell for Snell Heating and Air Conditioning.
Well, let me tell you, not all air conditioning services are created equal either. Right now, a lot of companies are offering tune-ups. But at Snell Heating and Air, when my stand-up guys show up, I wouldn't call what they do a tune-up. It's not even in the same universe. It's more of a complete system rejuvenation. It isn't some guy that bangs your system with a broom or shines a flashlight at it. This is a tune-up on steroids. A 21-point checklist so comprehensive, I'll make you this guarantee. If your system can't take the heat and it breaks down anytime this summer for any reason, we'll be back out for free. No diagnostic, no trip charge. Call us today and ask for your system rejuvenation, your cooling calibration, your AC transformation. Just don't call it a tune-up.
703-450-6300. SnellHeatingAndAir.com. And remember, when you think heating and air conditioning, think Snell.
Stop by your area Jiffy Lube and experience the value of their signature service oil change. Get your tires rotated or wipers and lights replaced. Plus, at participating locations, they even provide brakes and light engine repair. Visit JiffyLubeDC.com.
735 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Manassas, if you haven't heard, we've had dealing with a serious crash most of this rush hour and still no change. Shut down is 28 Centerville Road, northbound at Yorkshire Lane. You cannot get by. Again, this accident under investigation. Southbound 28 Centerville Road, also jammed past Yorkshire Lane. They're now allowing one single lane to get by. So everyone in delays on 28 and the secondary roads as well. Take you on to 50 in Chantilly, 50 at Pleasant Valley for the crash. Slows in each direction. The crash happened on the westbound side. No problems other than the volume to report on 66. Heading around the Beltway topside, College Park to Silver Spring and the backups into the Wilson Bridge before you get to St. Barnabas Road. And for the southeast-southwest freeway, not too much to tell you about there. It's just been the volume in each direction, which is always a good thing. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Getting hotter, but we have to reach 91 to get to our record for today. That was set in 1930. Not quite that warm. Mix of clouds and sunshine, 85 today. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 60 in Alexandria, 59 in Gaithersburg, 60 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Jiffy Lube. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630.
And good morning to you. It is 7:37 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk on this Tuesday morning. Coming up at 8:05, Sarah Westwood will be joining us from the Washington Examiner to talk about those rumors about discord in the White House. And also let us know if there's going to be any kind of movement on a tax reform bill. We need something. And at 8:35, it is CNBC's Larry Kudlow, and he's also our Larry Kudlow. I am Mary Walter alongside Vince Colonnais this morning. Good morning, Vince.
Good morning.
Well,
come fly with me, let's fly away. If you can.
Oh my God. What are you doing?
Yeah, it sounds like pretty much every flight I've been on lately. The last flight I was on was a 13-hour flight from Mexico because, you know, I could have been, and my husband and I were saying, you know, we could have been in the back of somebody's car crossing the border illegally and walked back quicker than it took the airlines to get us back from Mexico because, you know, 13 hours. So, 888-630-9625, you've heard United has a little bit of a problem, and we want to know, not naming the airline, have you ever had any untoward experiences on airlines, flights? You know, for instance, 13 hours. You know, now granted, the beginning of the trip when we first got delayed was a weather delay. But then we get the whole, we couldn't land at Dulles, and then we wound up in Richmond. And then, of course, the crew times out. Now, they knew the crew was going to time out, but instead of calling ahead, instead of preparing and thinking ahead, which is why I can't stand airlines, instead of calling ahead and saying, hey, let's get the crew, we had to sit in Richmond waiting for another crew to arrive. They had to get on a plane from somewhere else, probably bump passengers, to fly to Richmond so that they could fly our plane the rest of the way. 13 hours. I slept on a conveyor belt in the closed Richmond airport, because and they wouldn't let us off the plane because it was an international flight. So we had to wait until because the airport was closed. When we landed, the airport was open. They knew we were an international flight, but they let the guys go home who check your passport and all that stuff.
Right.
They let them go home, even though they knew we were waiting.
Yes.
Then they had to call them back to come so that they could let us off the plane.
Just like imprisoned in a terminal.
And then they imprisoned us in a terminal where we couldn't leave. They brought us, they threw in, kind of like a lion. you know lions when they just throw the meat through the slot? They threw like two cases of water in, and then some guy came through with pizzas and just dropped them, and everyone was allowed one slice. That was pretty much it. It was unbelievable.
I love that the miracles of modern travel, like being able to fly through the air, that they can convert the experience of awe that you should have from that into one of complete misery.
Absolutely.
Like, why am I doing this?
Absolutely.
Why am I wasting my life on a plane?
I will tell you, though, I have never, ever taken Valium to fly before. I will never go without it anymore. You know why? Because I was not a crazy, insane woman. I was actually calm during the entire thing. We took selfies on the plane. My husband's like, you are so much better on Valium. I'm like, I know. I know, because otherwise I'm the screaming guy getting dragged down the corridor. Now, what happened on that plane was terrible and horrible and awful. However, what people are failing to comprehend and understand here is, despite it being a public relations nightmare for United, they were well within their rights for dragging him off that plane. They have the right to take you off the plane. They have the right to force you to give up your seat, whether you like it or not, right or wrong. Mm-hmm. They have the right to do that as of right now. And he ignored the orders of a flight crew. Federal offense. Period. End of story. Fight it later, but whether you like it or not, right or wrong, that's the deal.
Yeah, I mean, if I was the guy's lawyer, I'd probably tell him to save the argument for when he got off the plane.
But exactly. But
for me, it's a normative question. What ought have happened and what ought be the situation with airplanes? And I just look at this and I think to myself, I don't care. I don't care if you have the right to do it. I don't care if you have complete authority over me. My sense is, I kind of want to fight back on this. I fight for my rights a little bit. Every time I sit on an airplane, and I'm pretty good about my airplane etiquette. I put my phone in airplane mode or whatever it is they want me to do in the rigmarole of preparing for the flight. But every time somebody walks by and they see me on my phone, and if you see a flight attendant, they're like, is that phone in airplane mode? Whoa, whoa, whoa. You know what? Keep walking. Don't talk to me. Don't even ask me. I'm an adult on your plane. And I just paid literally the amount of money that I would love to save and spend on a really nice dinner with my wife. But instead, I have to travel on this airplane. And in so doing, I don't need to be lectured about the way that I'm flying. I don't need somebody. And now it's a federal offense if I'm not responsive. Come on.
Well, the contract of carriage, when you buy a ticket, you give implicit agreement to the contract of carriage, which states they have all the rights and you have none.
But I cross my fingers behind my back when I do that.
888-630-9625 in Manassas. Kevin, good morning. You're a Mornings on the Mall with Mary and Vince this morning. Hi.
Hi, good morning. I had a little dilemma with United Airlines. My son flies back in Fort Florida to my mother's house every year. He started doing that when he was about 11 or 12. Last year, he was 14, and he's done it every year. They used to give you the option if you wanted him escorted on or off the plane. And, you know, we never had to do it because he was pretty responsible. I would walk him to the gate, put him on the plane, and then my mother would meet him in Florida. Well, last year, he's 14 years old. The flight is booked months in advance. You have to put his age in the computer when you book it. When I get to check him in at the airport at Dulles, they tell me I have to pay a $300 round-trip fee to have him escorted on and off the plane by one of their employees. When I told the lady, I said, well, he's never done it before. He doesn't need it. she told me that that's their new policy. I said, well, wouldn't you have had to notify me that in advance? And they pretty much told me to go pound sand. And I had to pay. Basically, the fee cost almost as much as the ticket.
Wow.
And they had a gun to my head at the basically at the checkout counter telling me that if I didn't pay it, he wasn't going.
I love that I can hear the anger in your voice all this time later, too. Like, obviously, that was an indelible experience and not a very fly-the-friendly skies one.
No, Kevin, thank you so much for sharing that. Here's the thing. Again, this is my big bugaboo, and you'll learn that about me, Vince. Lack of planning drives me insane because that just means you're lazy. It's just lazy. Lack of planning is laziness, and United could have handled all this before anybody got on the plane. They chose not to. More of your calls coming up, 888-630-9625. It is 7:44 on WMAL.
2017, new year, new administration, and maybe even, with the right real estate agent, new neighbors. Hey, it's Brian Wilson, and if you've been considering selling your home, take my advice and call Frank Prindle today. Frank Prindle of RE/MAX Allegiance is an expert on real estate, and he has perfected a marketing system that sells homes faster and for more money than other local agents. When George was looking to sell his Rockville investment property, he trusted Frank. Frank listed it, engineered the perfect marketing plan, and generated multiple offers. The home sold quickly and for top dollar. There's no risk to working with Frank. He will sell your home for a price and a deadline you agree upon, or Frank will buy it guaranteed. Not only does the nation's leading authority on real estate, Barbara Corcoran, exclusively recommend Frank in D.C., Frank has been endorsed by Sean Hannity of Fox News Channel, and it's no secret that I trust Frank. So call the only agent that I would call if I were going to sell a home. Call Frank Prindle at 703-399-4538 or online at itrustfrank.com.
It's 7:45, now WMAL traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes first on the 5s, Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. Good morning, Jamie.
Good morning, and a tough morning it's been for sure for many, especially trying to get in and out of Manassas Park. The serious crash at Culver Medevac helicopter. We still have southbound 28 Centerville Road closed at Yorkshire Lane, so you're being diverted there, as you can imagine, Yorkshire Lane, then in that big tie-up to get over to Old Centerville Road. Northbound 28 Centerville Road. Here's where we do have the change. They are now allowing one northbound lane to get by the scene of the crash. But we have major delays almost back to the Liberia Avenue. So again, this through Manassas is these unusual delays because of this long-standing crash. 66, about the volume in Manassas, Fair Oaks, and through Falls Church, seeing some of those delays. We're okay over the Teddy Roosevelt Bridge, jammed across the 14th Street Bridge into town, but nothing along the way, just the morning rush hour volume for 270 south. Once you get through Hyattstown, next set of delays briefly in Germantown, again Rockville, down to the lane divide. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Warm one today, almost a touch of summertime. Pretty warm, 85, but not a record. Partly cloudy. Overnight tonight, a passing shower, thunder shower with an approaching cold front, 62. That shower, thunder shower threat will linger early tomorrow. And then some sun as we go through the day, a northwest breeze and a high of 77. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic for the Weather Channel on WMAL.
And currently in the nation's capital, it's 63 degrees at 746 on WMAL. So United Airlines has a bit of a PR problem. I got a text that said, you know what they should have done? The pilot just should have come on and said, you know, these passengers, you have to leave. We had told them the situation. And when that one guy refused to leave, the pilot just comes on and says, I'm sorry, passengers, but Dr. Smith refuses to get off the plane, so we'll just have to sit here until he chooses to do so. And then just leave it at that. And let Lord of the Flies take over. Do you know what I mean?
Just tell them all that he's in seat 7A, as everybody knows. He's in seat 7A.
Eventually, people would have gotten mad at him, and the problem would have been solved.
Yeah, everyone's chanting in the United States these days. Maybe they come up with some chant. Get him off the plane.
Some peer pressure every now and then works wonderfully. Oh, Joe in Silver Spring. Joe, good morning. Here on Mornings on the Mall with Mary and Vince.
Good morning. Only in France. I was on a flight to Greece, and we had to refuel in the Gaulle airport. And we were literally the next airplane to take off, and the whole ground group, the airport workers, the ground crew, everybody went on strike. So no planes were going anywhere. The worst part was, there was word out that there was an airplane running out of gas. So they all ran to the tarmac to make sure they couldn't land. Wait. Only in France.
So what did the plane do?
I think they were going to run over the strikers.
Well, yeah, okay, I'm down with that. That sounds good. Doesn't sound very French.
Everybody was cheering for that in the plane.
Joe, thank you so much for sharing that.
There's the mob rule you were looking for.
Yeah, there, but one time we did go to the airport. I have a lot of stories. We went to the airport, and there was all police and activity and all this other stuff. The plane that I confirmed our seats on, the airline that I confirmed our seats on at 11 o'clock the night before, went bankrupt at like 6 a.m. that morning. And so we got there, and there was no airline.
Hard to control that one.
Yeah, that was interesting. Let's see. Guy in Leesburg, good morning. You're at Mornings on the Mall with Mary and Vince.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
You know, with that United dragging that guy off the plane, you know, it just occurred to me that there's a difference between being legally right and within your rights legally and being politically right. I mean, the optics on this are horrible. And if this goes to trial, even if United is right, the optics there are going to be terrible because it's going to be high profile, and they're going to look like the biggest bully in the world. They should just pay this guy $1 million behind the scenes, make him happy, let him go.
Yeah.
You know, and a second thought is that if United knew that they needed 4 seats for their employees, why didn't they pick the people to give up their seats before putting everybody on the flight?
Winner, winner, chicken dinner. Yep.
I think Guy just made the best of both of our points, Mary, which is that I agree with you. I think that they should have made the optically correct decision. By the way, I think that they should hurry up and throw a settlement at this guy. They want this thing to go away. And there was all sorts of mistakes made here. And clearly, to Mary's point and to your point, Guy, they shouldn't have boarded all these people. And they should have known that they had 4 employees en route to the plane.
Yeah, they knew, but lack of planning. Just like when I was stuck in the Richmond airport, they knew that the flight was going to be fueling. We needed to fuel. They knew that. They knew we were going to have to get off the plane. They let the customs guys go, and they did not set another crew on their way until our crew timed out. Then they look for another crew, and then they put another crew on a flight to come to us. It's just insanity. You know what it is? No offense to anybody. Union, just saying. that ought to get some calls. Sean in Stafford, good morning. Oh, you know what, Sean? I'm sorry. It's my bad here. We don't have time for your call. I apologize for that. It is now 7:51, and it is on WMAL.
You know, if you see a huge group of people, and they're all in line waiting to do something, and they're all happy about it, don't you wonder, okay, what's going on? What am I missing here? Why are these people so excited? In this case, it's thousands of people doing the same thing. They're joining MediShare. MediShare members share each other's medical expenses. It's that simple. They've shared over $1 billion in healthcare expenses since 1993, so they can handle your healthcare expenses too. With MediShare, you get affordable options to fit almost any budget. For most members, MediShare is about half the cost of other healthcare programs. You should at least check into it. This may be one of those things you start doing and then wonder, why didn't I look into this a long time ago? What was I thinking? Don't miss out. You can find out more. Call 844-91-BIBLE, now available in Montana. That's 844-91-BIBLE, 844-91-BIBLE.
Can you believe we get paid for this?
Driving around,
seeing the sights,
meeting new people,
and making them smile.
Tell me about your perfect day.
It starts when you say to the customer, all you have to do is point, and then we make the junk disappear.
People love that.
Yes.
And then what happens?
We recycle the recyclables.
And donate the donatables.
So planet Earth stays happy and healthy.
People are just so happy when that junk is finally gone.
Call 1-800-GOT-JUNK or visit 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com.
Let's put genes to work for you. Only at Inova is the new MediMap test that analyzes your DNA to determine which commonly prescribed blood thinner is the right treatment for you before you even take it. We'll offer this DNA test to everyone who receives cardiac catheterization at Inova Fairfax Medical Campus now, and soon to all Inova hospitals. Learn more about pharmacogenomics and precision medicine at InovaHeart.org/Plavix test. Inova, join the future of health.
It's 7:53. Let's see how your money is doing. Here's Kate Rogers at the CNBC News Desk. Good morning, Kate.
Hey there. Good morning to you. Well, small businesses are still feeling optimistic. The National Federation for Independent Business says its index dipped in March, but it's still at historically high levels. The survey also shows a jump in the uncertainty index. Chief Economist Bill Dunkelberg says that could indicate trouble on the horizon. Less than 3 months after being sued by Apple for $1 billion, Qualcomm is countersuing the iPhone maker over licensing fees for mobile technology. The chipmaker accuses Apple of interfering with royalty payments. Google insists there's no gender pay gap at the company. In response to Department of Labor claims that it systematically underpays female staff members, the internet search giant has again denied the claim, saying it uses a gender-blind salary calculation. And Ford expects demand for SUVs to continue. Ford's VP of Marketing says the company expects the market share of SUVs to rise 45% of industry sales within 5 to 7 years. Stock futures, they're bouncing around this morning, now pointing to a mixed open. I'm Kate Rogers, CNBC Business News on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor, and I'm so excited to tell you I've lost over 30 pounds since January because of EMP. You might get on a health kick for a week and not see any results and then go back to what you were doing before. We've all been there more than once for me. Attitude is the way you feel and react to something, especially mentally, and it has a lot to do with losing weight. Results feel great, giving you that boost to keep you on track. Well, when you're on EMP 180, you see results every week. Results might be a big weight loss number, or an increase in muscle, or a decrease in body fat percentage. But really, to walk through the EMP 180 doors, you have to want it. Some of you may have gotten that talk from your doctor, or you have a big event this summer. You have time if you get in right now. My reason was to get healthy, so I'm here to enjoy my life and family to its fullest. All you need is a reason. They'll provide the rest. EMP 180 Weight Loss. EMP180weightloss.com. EMP180weightloss.com. Or call them 703-992-0620. Schedule your consultation today.
It's 7:55 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Well, good morning. Heading through the district, we have some problems near the convention center. Update sponsored by Parker Pier Service Experts. And it's police activity essentially on L Street between 7th and K Street. Looks like that's going to be closed in each direction. So once you get through that area, if you're trying to wiggle around north of Mass Avenue, you could use, or south of 11th Street works as an option for you. A little bit change for the better here. Let's go Manassas Park north on 28 Centerville Road. Long-standing crash. It called for a medevac helicopter. They have just released both northbound travel lanes of 28 Centerville Road. I know you're in big delays if you're pushing through that area, but again, up ahead, some positive news. Southbound 28, however, they still have everybody shut down and diverted onto Yorkshire Lane. 66 East past Business 234. Crash just reported. Then we have delays through Fair Lakes, Fair Oaks, through Falls Church each direction. Contact Parker Pier Service Experts today. Buy a tune-up and get next season's free. A tune-up can save up to 30% on your energy bills. Visit ParkerPierce.com today and see website for license details. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Warm weather now continuing. Some clouds around this morning, but mixing in with sunshine. So we'll go with a mix of clouds and sun up to about 85 degrees. Overnight tonight, thickening clouds, a stray shower, maybe a thunder shower, 62. Chance of showers early tomorrow, maybe a thunder shower, then some sun later, and a high of 77. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in our nation's capital, we're at 63 degrees at 7:56 on WMAL.
Don't miss the United States Air Force Band's Jazz Heritage Series, Thursday, April 20th at 8 p.m. at the Rachel M. Schlesinger Concert Hall in Alexandria, Virginia. This free concert will feature acclaimed trombonist and innovator Marshall Jokas and the premier jazz ensemble of the U.S. Air Force, the Airmen of Note. Tickets are needed for this free jazz concert, Thursday, April 20th at the Rachel M. Schlesinger Concert Hall. For more information, log on to usafband.af.mil.
We have thousands of clients. Some were worried about taxes. Others wanted to avoid probate. Many lived in fear their money would wind up in their child's divorce case. All of them were relieved to hear about our Reservoir Trust. This is Attorney Mike Collins. Come to my seminar and I'll explain in plain English how you can get your legal house in order. Stop stewing about it. Know the freedom of having a great plan. Check the mail for your special invitation and register now at MikeCollins.com. That's MikeCollins.com.
Technology has forever changed real estate. In fact, the only thing that hasn't changed in real estate are the high commissions. Until now. Hi, I'm Brian Wilson at Wilson Realty Group. where we sell homes for a flat fee of $500 upfront and 0.5% commission at closing. In fact, we've already saved our clients over $5 million in real estate commissions alone. Check us out at WilsonRealtyGroup.com. Real simple, real savings, real results. That's WilsonRealtyGroup.com.
If there's one thing the pros at Advance Auto know, it's parts.
Advance Auto Parts and Batteries. This is Sabrina.
Hey, Sabrina. My car needs an oil change.
We do have 5 quarts of Mobil 1 Synthetic for $29.99.
That's a great price, right?
A pretty good deal.
Sounds good.
It will protect your car in all seasons.
Hey, you know your stuff. Why do British singers lose their accent when they sing?
I'm sorry?
Advance Auto Parts. We know everything about auto parts. Now get 5 quarts of Mobil 1 Full Synthetic or Mobil 1 High Mileage Motor Oil and a Mobil 1 Filter for just $29.99. See store for details. Also at participating CarQuest stores.
Jason Lynn.
Heading for the wall and gone!
His home run helped the Nats sweep St. Louis. Frame the game. Nationals, Cardinals. The series continues tonight at 6:30 on Masson. The Nationals bullpen.
Swing and a miss.
Surrendered the fewest runs in the NL.
Breaking ball for the strikeout.
Frame the game. Nationals, Cardinals. The series concludes tomorrow at 3:30.
Responsibility. It means contacting Miss Utility before you dig. It also means digging with care. That means no mechanized equipment within 18 inches of the marks. It doesn't mean skimming off a few inches. It means hand dig until the utility is fully exposed. 2 full business days prior to digging, visit missutility.net, by phone at 1-800-257-7777 or 811. Before you dig, every dig. Miss Utility. It's the law.
All right, coming up on WMAL.
Hey, Larry Kudlow's coming up in the next hour. One of the benefits of guest hosting, I get to talk to the people who actually are on WMAL, and Larry Kudlow is on weekends, but today he's joining us to talk about all sorts of things.
And you get to talk to me, too.